You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Colin Slattery, the founder of Tycoon Incorporated, a company specializing in website design and management services for small businesses. Colin, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So first of all, what is the single most important thing a small business can do online that they probably aren't doing?
That's a question I get a lot, actually. You want to leverage all of the free tools that are available. So the two that I would, discuss the most, Google Analytics and Webmaster Tools. There are two free resources from Google that really let you know the demographics of the people visiting your website, how your website appears in the search engines, and all of the really important data that goes along with having a good functional website. Without information, you can't really do anything. Everything's very data-driven on the web.
Certainly. And what do you mean when you say you provide website management services?
Well, there's a lot that goes into running a website than just designing it and just leaving it out there. A lot of people think that they build a website and then it's done. That's all you need to do. But the web is basically like a living, breathing creature almost, and so it's constantly evolving and growing. It's true for the search engines. And you really need to constantly update your website with new content, make changes to it, security. That's a huge, huge portion of the web that a lot of people don't realize affects small businesses as well. We all hear on the news how there are large data breaches at, banks and large firms. I know there was a recent breach at Adobe for people who use Photoshop and their other products. That can happen at small companies too, on small websites. It's not something that just large websites and large companies need to worry about. So you need to have that managed, and either you do it yourself or you hire a firm like mine who specializes in updating websites, making sure they're routinely secure, and things of that nature.
Certainly makes a lot of sense as well. Now, why did you go into this market, and what prompted you to create a company to provide the services that you do provide?
I've been doing web stuff for a long time. I proudly call myself a computer nerd, and it's something that, let's be honest, most people don't really understand, especially for business owners. They're worried about running their companies. If you run a hardware store, hardware, you're not really thinking about, how to do web design or how to run a website. Lots and lots of business owners are realizing that they need a website, but they don't really know how to do it, don't know how to go about it. There are a lot of companies out there that are pretty unscrupulous when it comes to dealing with small businesses and charge like astronomical amounts of money for services that don't really provide much value. And I had a job running the web department for a mid-sized firm. So I got to, see these other companies like come in and offer these services, which are, not worth what they're charging. And they have, lots and lots of clients who are signing up for these services because they don't have someone, the way I was, who was very well versed in the technological aspect of things. So, you know, I saw these people coming in all the time and trying to sell these services, which just did not offer the value that they should really be getting. And when there's crazy amounts of money being wasted, I felt like I would be able to start a company to provide actual valuable services at reasonable rates where people aren't getting gouged and, you know, they're not dealing with people who really don't know what they're doing or are just, you know, sketchy sort of situations. So, I mean, that was really the thing that pushed me to finally say, you know, I can help people and make money at the same time. And, you know, when everyone wins, I feel like that's a winning business idea.
Yes, sir. Today we're joined by Colin Slattery, the founder of Tycoon Incorporated, a company specializing in website design and management services for small businesses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Is there a story behind the company name, and what is that, if you don't mind sharing?
It's actually a pretty cool story, and it's always fun because sometimes I meet people who will recognize it, and they're like, oh, did you, you know, have this? To continue with my computer nerd persona, I am a big fan of, you know, Japanese anime and manga and Japanese history. And, you know, back, you know, during the Meiji Restoration in Japan, there were very large companies called Zaibatsu, and I like the way that they were structured. I mean, we're familiar with them even today. Like, I'm sure you've heard of Mitsubishi. Lots of people, you know. I mean, it's more than a car company. They do TVs, etc. And I just thought that was a cool sort of idea. And one of the only English words that has a Japanese root is the English word tycoon. So I use, you know, the Japanese root word for that English word because I'm hoping to grow my company and make it a very large and successful company. I mean, that's the hope. And, you know, I liked how it tied in with the Japanese history and the tycoon aspect of it. So that is that's the story in a nutshell behind the company name.
Yeah, pretty clever too, and tying in with your personal interest in business. I like that approach. What's a common misconception about launching a website?
I mean, I briefly touched on it before. You know, where people make a website and they just think you know, they don't have to do anything with it, but a lot of people think that they will have to spend a ton of money. I know that's one thing. You know, I routinely have potential clients or even friends. I mean, because lots of individuals at these point are like, oh, well, I'm trying to do music. I need to build a website. Everyone thinks that it's going to cost tons and tons of money. Many people expect to pay upwards of $5,000-$10,000 for just a basic website, and it's really – that's not the case. I mean, you can build a very good website for not a lot of money. You know, in the $500 to $1,000 range is certainly viable. I mean, a lot of people expect to spend lots of money on hosting and graphics and all these sorts of things that really are not that expensive. There's not a whole lot that you really need to launch a website. So you see these companies who offer like all these extras when you're launching a website. You know, you need the special hosting and you need tons and tons of email accounts and all this other stuff, when really, you know, it's all pretty basic. You know, you need a $5 hosting account and a web designer to make a nice basic website for you. And, you know, as long as it's secure, and is, you know, properly updated regularly, you don't really need a whole lot else. I mean, there don't need, you know, crazy animations or like video production or any of that. And it's really, like I said, a fairly reasonable, cost for everything you need starting a website, certainly not in the many thousands of dollars, which is what most people expect it costs.
Very helpful information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Tycoon Incorporated online?
Well, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tycoon Inc., T-A-I-K-U-N-I-N-C. You can also go to our website, tycoonhosting.com. We do a full range of all these, you know, managed website services, website design. Pretty much if it's web-related, we offer it.
Well, that sounds good. I certainly appreciate your joining us, and best of success to you and your company moving forward. We've been speaking with Colin Slattery, the founder of Tycoon Incorporated, a company specializing in website design and management services for small businesses. And the website of reference, once again, is tycoonhosting.com. Colin, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.